Wow, what a crowd this year. Can we just give ourselves a hand? This is always my favorite day in Weston. I love the fact that the entire community comes together for today to honor our veterans and remember those who we lost in wars serving our country. So thank you all for coming. Welcome, Weston residents, friends, veterans. And before I turn the microphone over, I just want to give a shout out to our first responders, Weston Police Department, our volunteer fire department, and our volunteer EMS. Thank you for all you do every day to keep us safe. We will begin today with an invocation by Reverend Michael Dunn of St. Francis Church.
Hello, everyone. Let us pray. In the quiet sanctuaries of our own hearts, let each of us name and call on the one whose power over us is great and gentle, firm and forgiving, holy and healing. You who created us, who sustain us, who call us to live in peace, hear our prayer this day. Hear our prayer for all who have died, whose hearts and hopes are known to you alone. Hear our prayer for those who put the welfare of others ahead of their own, and give us hearts as generous as theirs. Hear our prayer for those who gave their lives in the service of others, and accept the gift of their sacrifice. Help us to shape and make a world where we will lay down the arms of war and turn our swords into plowshares for a harvest of peace and justice. Comfort those who grieve the loss of their loved ones, and let your healing be the hope in our hearts. Hear our prayer this day, and in your mercy answer us in the name of all that is holy. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Please rise as the Boy Scouts hoist the flag, and I'd like to invite Kristen Kaolo up here to sing the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Please remain standing and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible. What a great word.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us here in front of Weston Town Hall as we celebrate and remember those who have died in the service of the United States. It is crucial to recognize that Memorial Day is much more than a bookend to summer. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, was proclaimed in May 1868 by General John Logan, National Commander of the Grand Army of the Republic. His general order designated the day, quote, for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield, General and later President James Garfield, made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery and presided over the decoration of the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Here in Weston, Coley Cemetery is the final resting place of a number of Civil War veterans. What has Memorial Day, as Decoration Day is now known, come to mean to us? The periods of global hostilities in World War I and World War II are thankfully long gone, to be replaced by more localized conflicts that nevertheless call on the youth of this country to serve. And the subsequent conflicts, from Korea to Vietnam, from the Gulf to Kosovo, and from Afghanistan to Iraq, still sadly add names to the list of those who have given their lives in the service of the United States. How do we ensure that Memorial Day is more than an excuse for a barbecue or a sale? For a start, we must speak to those veterans, many of whom are here today, but also to those in our own families. I very much regret that I'm no longer able to ask my paternal grandfather about his experiences in World War I on the German side, or my maternal grandfather about his experiences as a CB in World War II. So I encourage all of you to record the experiences of your relatives to ensure that their stories, the triumphs and the tragedies, become part of your oral family history. Finally, I would encourage you all to make sure that your representatives, your political representatives, know how important it is to ensure that our veterans receive the health care that they deserve and that we owe them. And help our newest veterans through such organizations as the Wounded Warrior Project, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and Purple Heart Homes. Small donations go a long way to show our veterans that we honor them, we thank them, and we remember them. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And now it is my pleasure to introduce the president of the Weston Volunteer Fire Department, Craig Cohen.
Friends and neighbors from Weston and our surrounding communities, honored guests, including our... Thank you. Thank you. Honored guests, including our selectmen, State Representative John Shaben, and particularly our Grand Marshal, Mike Ferullo. On behalf of the men and women of the Weston Volunteer Fire Department and Emergency Medical Services, it's my privilege to welcome you as we join together to commemorate Memorial Day. There's an ironic detachment that has evolved in our country's Memorial Day tribute. Military service is becoming less common with each passing generation, as the total number of Americans who serves becomes a smaller percentage of our overall population. Notwithstanding that our nation has been engaged in ongoing military conflict since at least 2001, the impact of war affects our 2015 civilian population less directly than at any other time in our nation's history. While we support and respect our troops, it's harder for us as civilians to relate to the physical, psychological, and emotional toll our veterans endure. Paul Allen, a veteran from the Korean War, wrote a poem entitled A Veteran's Code of Honor. He described it this way. In war, it's understood that you give your word of honor to do your duty, to stand and fight instead of running away and deserting your friends. When you keep your word, despite desperately desiring to flee the screaming hell all around, you earn honor. Earning your honor under fire changes who you are. So how do we thank our veterans for his or her service to our country? And what does that mean to the veteran we are thanking? It turns out, to many veterans, the thank you rings hollow. A response by a well-meaning public having no insight into what soldiers really do, what motivated them to join, and how their lives have been forever changed by the experience. Tim O'Brien, a Vietnam veteran and author of the acclaimed book, The Things They Carried, said of a soldier's life, something in his stomach rumbles from expressions of appreciation that are so disconnected from the evil, nasty stuff you do in war. For the veteran, no matter the generation or particular engagement, these themes never change. As Chris Kyle of American Sniper fame said, my regrets are about the people I couldn't save, Marines, soldiers, my buddies. I still feel their loss. I still ache for my failure to protect them. While it may remain impossible for those of us who have never served to fully appreciate the cost of war, on this day particularly, we need to dig a little deeper. Pause today and remember Memorial Day is not just a day off from work, rides at the fair, or hot dog picnics with friends and family. It's about real people, real sacrifice, and real loss. So next time you thank a veteran for his or her service, try to give more than a few words. Invest your heart and some time. Remember the price they paid for our freedom. In closing, I'd like to share with you part of the creed of the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. Steve Reich, a son of Washington, Connecticut, and member of this elite unit, was a helicopter pilot killed in action in Afghanistan in 2005 during a failed rescue mission to save four Navy SEALs. I will never surrender. I will never leave a fallen comrade to fall into the hands of the enemy, and under no circumstances will I ever embarrass my country. I serve with the memory and pride of those who have gone before me, for they loved to fight, fought to win, and would rather die than quit. For me, honoring this sentiment, especially on Memorial Day, is how we do our best to say thank you to those who fought and died. May God bless the United States and all those who sacrifice on her behalf.
Might as well just keep it up here because the next speaker is also tall. Well done, Craig. My pleasure to introduce our state representative, John Shaben.
Thank you, Gail. It's always a great event. You know, every year we come and do this parade and have a fair and a barbecue and see a lot of friends and neighbors. And it's easy to start to think that this is just normal. This is how it's always been. And it's not. This level of freedom and prosperity that we enjoy as Americans and as citizens of the state is unique in the history of mankind. And it was secured through the blood and sacrifice of the folks that we're trying to memorialize today. So I always try and take a moment on Memorial Day and sort of just sit back and look and try to really appreciate it, because freedom and prosperity is incredibly difficult to secure, but it's incredibly easy to take it for granted. And I don't think we should ever do that as Americans. So on behalf of my family and my ancestors and my sons and my wife and everybody else, I want to thank the veterans, the folks who are sitting here in the audience, and unfortunately the folks who aren't sitting in the audience, because that's who we're really here to pay tribute to. So thank you, and enjoy this weekend.
Thank you, Representative. This year's Grand Marshal is truly one of our own. Micah Ferrillo was born in Stamford and raised in Fairfield County. He holds a master's degree in justice administration from Western Connecticut State University and is a graduate of both the FBI National Academy and the Babson College New England Institute of Law Enforcement Management. He has two grown children, a son Chris, who is here with us today, and a daughter Laura, who is attending college and living with him currently in Virginia. His longtime girlfriend, Randy Cannon, and her four children, Zachary, Juliet, Jack, and Olivia, are all Weston residents. Sergeant Michael Ferrillo joined the Weston Police Department in 1982 as a part-time special officer. After 33 years of being on the job in Weston, I think it's fair to say that Sergeant Ferrillo knows Weston. Handling a large share of the PD's administrative duties, he has demonstrated a strong ability to effectively manage staff and tight budgets. Sergeant Ferrillo has served as the town's emergency management director for many years, and I have had the distinct pleasure of working closely with Mike in that capacity. He is truly someone who cares about the community and has worked night and day to ensure the safety of our residents. During storms or other emergency situations, Sergeant Ferrillo has modeled a calm demeanor and the ability to jug whatever is thrown at him. Normally, the conversation goes something like this. Hey, Mike, we good? And he responds, yep. Put simply, with Mike around, I know that I can sleep at night. Sergeant Ferrillo serves not only as police sergeant in Weston, but also as a commander in the U.S. Coast Guard. He first enlisted in the United States Coast Guard Reserve as a port security man, third class, in 1990. After receiving his commission in 1994, he was assigned to the counter-drug section of Atlantic Area Intelligence and then to Coast Guard Group Marine Safety Office Long Island Sound in 1996. Following the terrorist attacks on 9/11, Mike was recalled to active duty on several occasions, requiring him to take leaves of absence from the Weston PD to fulfill his military obligations. In 2002, his Coast Guard unit was deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as part of Operation Enduring Freedom. And in 2003, he was deployed to Rota, Spain, for 3 months as part of the Operation Iraqi Freedom. After Hurricane Katrina in 2005, he served for 6 months as the Coast Guard's Deputy Incident Commander and Operational Executive Officer for Inland Search and Rescue. And in 2011, he was once again called upon on an involuntary deployment and served 6 months as a Deputy Unit Commander in Kuwait. He has been awarded way too many awards to mention here today, but you can see them all listed in the Weston Forum. Once again, recalled to active duty back in March, Commander Ferullo is currently based in Portsmouth, Virginia. He was named Assistant Branch Chief for the Coast Guard Atlantic Area Patrol Force's Southwest Asia Support, where he helps support approximately 250 Coast Guard men and women serving in the Middle East who are deployed on cutters. He also conducts training exercises and engagements with the Coast Guard Coalition and multinational partners. When Sergeant Ferullo is on active duty, there is a noticeable hole in our Weston Police Department and indeed in our town. Despite rumors that he may retire, I am hoping he will return prior to hurricane season. Please join me in welcoming our Grand Marshal, Sergeant Michael Ferullo.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Hurricane season starts in like 3 days.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for those kind words, Gail. I want to thank the veterans for breakfast this morning. I am really looking forward to lunch. And I would especially like to thank the fire department for the absolute honor and privilege of standing before you today. Now, I'm listening to some of the comments that are being made, and they all ring in a similar tone. You know, listen to media. Memorial Day sale. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale. You know, every year we've had the fair. I'm smelling the hot dogs that the fire department's cooking. Hey, we have friends and family around. We get ready for family barbecues and picnics. We have beautiful weather. And that's what Memorial Day has become. It's the first kickoff day of summer. And then I look at our flag. She's at half staff and how majestic she is. And I remember what she stands for. And I look at our memorial and the names that are inscribed on our memorial. And I wonder how many memorials like that are around the country. How many names are inscribed in those memorials? How many wreaths have been laid today? How many flags have been planted in national and veteran cemeteries around the country? And how many ceremonies like this are going on around our nation? And I remember that Memorial Day is just that. It's a day of remembrance. It's a day for us to honor and pay gratitude to those men and women who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and given their lives to protect this nation that we love and the freedoms and liberties that we cherish. And I'm proud to remember that, and I am proud to be in this uniform. And my only hope is that a country and as a people, that sometime today, we all remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. Thank you very much.
Okay, if you would all please stand. And we'd like to observe a moment of silence.
Stand up, please. Watch
the ceremony. The ceremony is closed. The ceremony is closing.
Over here.
Make the ceremony. Hey.
If everyone would please be seated. Well, I'd like to close this ceremony today by thanking everyone for coming. It's a very special moment to come together as neighbors, families, friends, and to be in the presence of these great men and women in uniform who are serving us and have served us, and to remember that since the founding of our country, 1.2 million men and women have given their lives so that we can all be standing here together today in freedom. We'll never forget their service. And I'd like to also thank those who serve us closer to home, the Volunteer Fire Department, Volunteer EMS, and to everyone who helps make Weston a great and safe place. I'd like to congratulate Mike Ferullo, and I'd like to wish you all a very wonderful, safe, and happy Memorial Day. Thank you for coming.
Reverend Kelly Huff Rogers will lead us in the benediction.
Let us pray. We pray to the God of us all, for those who have given their lives for their country, and for those whose graves we visit this Memorial Day weekend. And we lift up the ashes of our grief and pray that they may rest in peace. We also pray for our veterans, whom we have sent to far-off places on our behalf, who have often endured fear, trauma, and sorrow that only they may know. And we lift up the ashes of our pain and pray that they may be healed and welcomed home by their families and communities and houses of worship. God, hear our plea that by your power, the ashes of our grief will make fertile soil for our future, so that by your mercy, it may nourish the seeds of peace. We pray for the men and women serving under orders this day, especially those in situations of danger or captivity, and we lift up our hopes and fears and pray that they may receive strength equal to every challenge they face. And for the families of men and women now on active duty, families of veterans, civilian families who have suffered in time of war, and especially those families who will have an empty space where a loved one is missing, we lift up our sorrow and pray that they may know your comforting embrace. We pray especially for our leaders, who have the power to promote peace and justice or to extinguish life from our planet. We pray that they would seek your wisdom and know humility. And we pray for ourselves, for all of our houses of worship and all of the people of faith. We pray that we can be builders of community who seek outer peace and inner harmony and justice for our world and wisdom for ourselves. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend. Thank you all for coming today and making this Memorial Day such a special, wonderful day in Weston as we honor those who we lost fighting for our freedom in our country. May God keep those who are still fighting for us safe. I wish you all a beautiful day, and I invite our veterans up to lunch at Northfield Church, and the rest of the town is welcome to join us for free hot dogs and refreshment at the firehouse. Thank you again for coming.
Oh.